I appreciate it. I know many of you, no doubt, want to be here, and that's why you're here. And I thank God for you. And the Lord's good to us. Amen. I was asking David, he was asking if we was going to have church this morning. I said, don't you like church? He said, no. But at least he's more honest than most people I know. But you know, I'm glad one day the Lord's able to get a hold of his heart and make him love the things of God.
Amen.
And I trust that the Lord will do that for us during these days. Is it 10:30 this morning? It's over with, correct? 45, but we need to be done a little bit earlier than that.
10:45.
Well, that's plenty of time. If you got, you know, if you got something to say, and if we'd slice most of the fat off our messages, amen, you could give something in that amount of time. That'd be no problem. You know, we're not in this for a contest. I used to preach here years ago. Brother Jason remembers some of the services when I preached revival effort here, and I'd preach an average of an hour and a half. I preached 2 hours. One day we was here at 1 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock in the evening at their local church. And me and Brother Jay Geiser was running the aisles.
Amen.
So must be people wasn't bored, and I'd preached about 3 hours then. I'm not even able to do that no more. I'm not even physically able to do that anymore. But I enjoy these morning services, and it didn't matter to me what the Lord would have us to do. The pastor's in charge here, and if he wanted me to preach the morning service, that's fine with me if it's on a time limit. You know, God can do a work. It's not me doing the work anyway.
Right.
It's God that does the work.
Right.
And so I thank the Lord for these morning services. Let me try to warm up my voice. Amen. It'll probably horrify you. Amen. But thank the Lord.
Yeah.
Since I started for the kingdom, since my life he controls, since I gave my heart to Jesus, the longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. Help me. The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. And the more that I love him, more love he bestows. Each day is like heaven, my heart overflows. The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. I've seen this every need he is supplying. Plenteous grace he bestows. Every day my way gets brighter, the longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. Oh, the longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. And the more that I love him, more love he bestows. Each day is like heaven, my the sweeter he grows. Oh, the longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. And the
more than I love him, more love he bestows each day by heaven. My heart overflows the longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows.
Let me encourage you to spend time in prayer, you that are saved. You can get really busy during these days. But take time out to spend time in prayer for these services. You know, some of you are not familiar with this, maybe this kind of a setting and schedule and stuff like this. And maybe you get kind of ill about, you know, the fun and stuff like that. It all makes up camp. And this brother right here, Brother Harvey, has had a heart for many, many years, even probably before he started Camp Alfati. He has a heart for this type of atmosphere. But be in prayer for the services that God would do work in these days. Amen. I appreciate the Lord letting me and my family be here. Appreciate that you coming and being a part of the services. Amen. Y'all pray for me. Amen. Lord, help me. I turned 52 the other day. Amen. I'm sometimes thinking I'm about losing my mind. I got some glasses here a couple years ago, amen, and started wearing them. And you say, what's that, amen? That is a retainer to keep them on my head. I had some glasses that I ordered there, I think, last year. And I ended up losing one working at my dad's place and then losing the other at work, amen. And so I found a pair in the woods, thank the Lord. I found a pair in the woods. I'm talking about prescription glasses, bifocals. And I found a pair in the woods. And then I had an eye appointment, amen, and went and did that eye appointment. Bought two more pair of glasses. A lady called, amen, that we was working in her house. She found my other pair of glasses. So I'm glasses poor now, amen. Four pair of glasses, prescription glasses, amen. And so the Lord's good to us. I had a smart aleck here. I would be unkind to him, but he bought me a family-sized box of chocolate Cheerios. And so I'm not going to say anything unkind to somebody to do that. He said, I'm going to get you a pair of them chain, you know, the silver chains hanging around your neck. Amen. But he's so good to me. Amen. I wouldn't dare say anything against him. Amen. To mess up the chocolate Cheerios distribution. Amen. So after the service, if you could, guide me to my cabin. Amen. Show me who my family is. But I tell you, the Lord is so good to us. Amen. I thank the Lord for that. 1 Peter chapter number 2. We'll look in the scriptures here. 1 Peter chapter number 2. If you're physically able, you've been sitting a few minutes, we'll stand out of respect and reverence for the Word of God. 1 Peter chapter number 2. And begin reading in verse number 9. The Bible says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Show forth the praises. Our life ought to show and give praise to the Lord. And it wouldn't hurt you. It doesn't matter from what region you're from. I like the brother back here in the back. I thanked him last night for being a help to me. Amen. He's from New York. Praising the Lord. Amen. And that's good. If you're saved by the grace of God, the Bible says, and I have good evidence from the scriptures, that God has commanded us to praise the Lord. He has commanded. And I've seen some, I've been in some churches, Brother Tim, you've been in churches where I thought it got out of control. Especially, I'm not faulting ladies, amen. Listen, my wife is a lady, okay? I'm not against women. My daughters are women, okay? But I thought it got a little out of control. Amen. I have nothing wrong with ladies praising the Lord, raising their hands and stuff like that. Thank God. But I thought it got a little out of control. I've seen a few women in Baptist churches, amen, basically preach.
That's right.
Amen. That's out of control. That's when they start lying out and correcting people in the church and stuff like that, basically preaching, that's totally out of line. But I tell you what, thank God, amen, for those that are saved by the grace of God and know the value of praising the Lord. He's called us into praise, amen. The Bible says, which in time past were not a people, but now the people of God, which have not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Look in verse number 11, dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul. We're talking about survival. And we got our t-shirts, amen, last night. Many of us got our t-shirts that said, I survived Camp I-40. I survived Camp I-40. You know, this is a day and hour in which we live. You don't need to have any misconceptions. If you're saved by the grace of God, you're in a warfare. You're in a battle. And may God help us, amen, to come, be very cognizant of the fact that we have an enemy that is against us, amen, and wants to do everything he can to hinder us and stop us in the work of the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, help us, Lord, today. Thank you for the good spirit, Lord, we've already felt in the service today. Lord, I pray that, Lord, you and everything that's said and done would redound to your honor and glory. Bless not only in this service, and may the word of God have free course, but bless, Lord, my friend, Brother Tim, as he preaches in the next couple of services, if Jesus doesn't come back, giving great liberty and power. And Lord, I pray that you would, Lord, help it, Lord, as a two-edged sword to pierce the hearts of the people and, Lord, draw people to Jesus. And we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you. You can be seated. I preached some last week along this thought about the war against the soul. And I'm not going to re-preach what I've already preached, though that would not be anything out of order or out of the ordinary for me to do. Amen. I've done that before. I've preached the same exact points in the same exact message. Amen. And done it all over again because God told me to do it. Amen. A lot of people don't even listen anyway. Amen. So do them good to hear it again. So the war against the soul, that's what it mentions here. In verse number 11, it says, which war against the soul. Brother David, we brought out last night that Satan, amen, certainly wars against the soul. And you that are here, and primarily my thrust of my message today is to help those that are saved, because there are some people here I trust, and by the grace of God, I'm saved. I know I'm saved. And I've got trust, amen, and this brother that's the pastor here, he's saved, and I have trust and confidence that the assistant pastor say, even though we don't know the hearts, but they're saved people here. Right. And my thrust of my message today for those that are saved. But I'm not naive enough to know there are people here that are sitting here that are not born again. And Satan, amen, certainly wars against your soul and has a desire, amen, to put you in hell. And he doesn't care, amen, where you go from. And he doesn't care if you attend Camp I-40 all the time, amen, and you hold a Bible in your lap and you wear a long skirt, amen. If you've never been saved by the grace of God, amen, you will end up in hell. And the devil does all he can to deceive, dilute, and damn souls to hell. There is a war against the soul. And then sinful lust, according to our text, war against the soul. And we was dealing with that last night. This is for, primarily, this passage of scripture is for believers. And we see here that he calls them dearly beloved, a royal priesthood, the people of God, and strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Amen. And that's where we left off last night. Amen. We're just passing through. We're strangers, amen. Listen, the world doesn't accept us. And I found out not long after I got saved, young people, that I didn't fit in this world. It's like a square peg in a round hole. It just does not fit. We're heading. We're people that are of another country. Amen. I've got a destination, amen, and I've not got there yet, but thank God we are heavenly people. We should be heavenly minded. We're strangers and we're pilgrims, amen. When you think about those pilgrims, amen, that come over here and God used them, and they wasn't Baptist. Are you kidding me? They weren't Baptists, and I'm not throwing off on them. God used them, amen. When they come over here, they left their country, their mother country, and come over here to find freedom. And they come across the ocean and suffered a lot of deprivation, amen, from a lot of things, amen. But thank God, listen, we're just passing through here. We're not going to be here long. And I wouldn't drive my stakes too deep, because if you're saved by the grace of God, you're a stranger and you're a pilgrim here, amen. That's all. It didn't take me long to be 52 years old. Well, I've been coming to this church probably more than likely half my life and laboring with this pastor. And just a moment of time, dear brother, Brother Axquitz, listen, here I am 52 years old, and if I live 70 years, then that means I've only had 18 years left. But people do everything they can to live for the now.
Yep.
They drive states down deep, amen. And when I'm on home deliveries, amen, I went to the swankiest of the swankiest house and the slummiest of the slums and delivered mattresses in people's homes. I'm going to tell you, people are living for the now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'm not, listen, if you've got a nice house, thank God. I've got it. God's blessed me with a nice house. Amen. A brick house. I never thought I'd ever live in a brick house. And God blessed me, amen, with that, amen, and just dropped me right in the middle of it. Thank God for that. But I'm telling you, friend, when you think about it, people are building their mansions here. I've never understood that. I don't want to get sidetracked, amen. They build these big houses, and I'm not throwing out, listen, I'm not. You don't hear me preach how many kids you're supposed to have. I believe you're supposed to marry and bear children, amen. Hallelujah. If you're against that, then you're against God's plan. Now, if you can't, I'm not saying anything against you about that. But they have these huge houses. If they do have two children, amen, or one child, it's off in a daycare somewhere. They're never there. Their house ain't even a home. Yeah, right. And we do everything we can for the now. Right. And if you're saved, you're not even going to be here long.
Right.
Right. Strangers. Pilgrims passing through. Now, in the matter of this war against the soul, when we think about Camp Week, amen, about survival, we realize in this battle, it's an inward battle. The person I face, amen, that gives me more trouble than anybody else, amen, it's not my children. And I'm not saying I've got perfect children, amen. But listen, I love my kids, and whatever they are, I love them. Amen? You ought to love your children. You say your kids are bad, amen? Well, if you don't think your kids are bad in time, you're fooled, amen? You don't have to worry. I'm not going to go into a long diatribe about it, but they're corrected.
Right.
And I ain't going to go into it because, you know, it's being recorded right here, amen. But you wouldn't take some of the whippings that Rebecca took.
Amen.
I'm telling you, She's grown up to be a precious young lady, amen. But I asked my wife one time, I said, you reckon she's possessed? Amen. I'm serious. But I'm going to tell you what, the person that gives me the most trouble is me. It's an inward battle. Notice what the Bible says in verse number chapter 7 of Romans and verse number 23. But I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. And I don't have time to go through and exegete the verses of chapter number 7. And somebody said one time, well, he's talking about a sinner. That's stupid. He's not talking about a lost person. If you believe that, you're wrong.
Amen.
The Apostle Paul is talking about an individual, and there is a struggle going on. The old man is not eradicated when we're saved. Some of these people that think it is, amen, I would like to pull this string if we could transfer it from your mind and put your thought life on there from 3 weeks.
Come on now.
It's an inward battle. And as you hear the preaching this week, you that are saved by the grace of God, and maybe some of you that are not saved by the grace of God, listen, you need to be careful that your mindset is not affected by this world. Not just affected, but infected.
Yeah. Amen.
Because everything, every avenue of communication, every avenue of media, amen, is trying to pump our minds full of fleshly lusts. That's how they promote everything. That's how they sell everything. And I'm going to tell you, when you're in this battle, amen, listen, it's a pulling and a tugging, Sister Strange, amen, dealing, listen, with the mind, amen. And when you're talking about the battle of the Lord, listen, when you got saved by the grace of God, thank God if there's repentance and there's faith and there's relief and there's joy, hallelujah, but the battle just began.
Yep.
It's an inward battle.
Right.
It's an inward battle. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse number 12. I want you to know a little bit something about the battle that we're facing, the conflict that we're facing. And thank God as we sung this morning. Appreciate that song, Brother Jason. There's victory in Jesus.
Amen.
You don't have to be defeated.
Nope.
Thank God. Listen, you can die out to the old man. You can live for God. There's joy. You can finish your course with joy, just like the Apostle Paul. Listen, I want to finish well. I want to run well. I want to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you a ruler over me. You can do it. Young people, you can do that. You can be saved. And Brother Andy, I've known Brother Andy. I've stayed in his home many, many times. Many of his family members have come to this camp over the years. His daughter sits right here. And I'm going to tell you what, Brother Harvey, you know it. God has allowed you to have, and to God be the glory, a real Christian.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I've been in his home. I've got up in the mornings finding a secret place in his home and seeing him wear out that chair.
Amen.
Praying. And he got saved. You say, I don't believe that. It doesn't matter whether you believe it or not, the evidence is there. God saves a 9-year-old boy.
Yes,
amen.
You don't have to be defeated. You can get born again of the Spirit of God and get in the battle. And there he is, him and Brother Harvey, around the same age, 72, 73 years old, amen. And listen, he serves the Lord with joy. He's been a joyful Christian. All these years, he's not let the devil rob him, amen, in the flesh. He's, listen, live for God, and that can be you. Brother Harvey had me up here years ago. I didn't really know him that well, just met him, knew of him. They knew my parents and stuff like that. And he brought me up here. I was late. I think, Sister Dawn, you was already married to Brother Jason. You were. And I didn't know the Appyokes that well. And they had spaghetti. I was telling some ladies about this last night. They had spaghetti. They had already ate. I got in a little later than I expected. And they had already ate their spaghetti supper. And they had a spaghetti supper. Sister Carol had a spaghetti supper for me. I was single at the time. Spaghetti is not the best meal. I'm not reproving anybody. But when you're sitting there and Brother Andy's grinning like a Cheshire cat, amen, and they're trying to make conversation and you're slurping your spaghetti, amen. It was the most awkwardest meal that I think I've ever eaten, amen. I didn't know them well. They didn't know me well, amen. And there I am slurping my spaghetti noodles up, amen. It took me forever. I thought that spaghetti plate would never be empty. And I have ate at their table so many times, and I want to say I'm looking forward to Turkey Day. Amen. I always look forward to Turkey Day here. Y'all, I'm telling you, we eat well here. Don't miss dinner, amen. There ain't no way to go to, don't go to Wendy's, amen. Hallelujah. That's right. Stay around. They have food here, amen. Say me a heel, amen. I put in a motion for a heel. On the meatloaf. I love the heels off the meatloaf, amen. Crusty, you know, kind of hard. Mustard all over, it's wonderful. Amen. It's great. I'm going to tell you, when you're saved by the grace of God, there is a battle. Let me say to you young people, I don't have a perfect home, and I'm not going to make out like it is a perfect home. I've got a great wife, and thank God for my kids. But Brother Peter, you can grow up. You can live for God. You can give yourself unto God and to consecration, and God can bless you, sure. And God can give you a wife that loves Jesus, amen, and give you some kids, amen, hallelujah, that you're starting to see some fruit out of, amen. Listen, I'm telling you, it's worth it. It's worth it to serve the Lord. I don't want to get weary of the battle. I get weary in it, but I don't want to get weary of it, amen.
That's right, amen.
Amen. There's invisible foes in this battle. Yeah. Ephesians chapter number 6 and verse number 12. The Bible says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Right. We're not wrestling against one another. Yeah. Brother Tim and I are not in a competition against one another. And I'm not even in a competition against those that I would consider that preach heresy and all that, amen. Listen, you say, what about all that? And listen, friend, I can't ignore it, but I'm not going to let it bog me down. I'm not going to dwell on it all the time. Some of my friends, they're worried about all the time what this one's doing and that one's doing. That's the blessing of not having being hooked on the internet.
Amen.
I'm just going to go on and preach for people that let me preach and let them go that way. I'm not wrestling against flesh and blood, but there's a power behind that. We're wrestling against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So there's an inward battle. There's invisible foes. Amen. So what does it require? It demands entire consecration. It demands entire consecration. We're going to have to consecrate ourselves, dedicate ourselves to the work of God. Amen. And the battle of the Lord. Notice in 2 Timothy. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 4. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 4. And this is good right here, amen. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who had chosen him to be a soldier. I don't get all intertwined with everything, amen, else around me by the grace of God. You've got to disconnect yourself from that stuff.
Right, amen.
Yes.
You ever watch the spider work? And buddy, what's that insect hits that web? He comes down and injects the venom, and then he intertwines, wraps it up. Amen. You know what that's going to be, don't you? Dinner. Amen. And listen, friend, I'm telling you, there are people that are too wrapped up in the battle of the Lord. They're too entangled.
Yes, sir.
They can't please him who had chosen him to be a soldier, too entwined with the world. Now, I know all of us have got cell phones and stuff like this, but I'm telling you, a lot of us are too intertwined with the world.
That's right.
Yep, we sure are. We're more interested in Facebook than the face of God. It's been a long time since you've been in the presence of God. You do not have a daily walk with God. I would dare say over 50%, and I'm not fussing, I'm just telling you, over 50% of you good people that are right here, probably that is a very low percentage. Have no walk with God. And you wonder why you struggle, and you wonder, you are not survivor, you're not going to survive. And if you're not careful, you will be a casualty. I've not went through some of the things that some of you went through, but I've went through enough to know, amen, there's things that will come in your life that will destroy you if you let it. In the Christian life. With bitterness. Because circumstances don't turn out the way you think they should.
Yeah.
I never dreamed some of the circumstances that I faced in my life. It certainly, I wouldn't have wrote a book that way.
Right. That's right.
But it's a battle.
That's right.
And it requires and demands your entire consecration. But you're too busy, amen, trying to get likes. And I'm going to say something. If you're saved by the grace of God, amen, I'm not out on a martyr trip, amen, but if you're saved by the grace of God, the world is not going to like you. Quit trying to fit in. You're too entangled. Look how many posts I got, amen, here. And look how many people I've got watching me on the broadcast, amen. Listen, separate yourself from that. It requires entire dedication to the Lord.
Yeah.
I know there ain't many people that listen to me on that.
Right.
Hardly any. But there was a life before all this internet business.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But some of you are totally addicted. You're totally addicted.
Exactly.
You've got it right in there. It's burning a hole in your pocket right now.
Right.
Right.
And they're so addicted to it, they bring it to church. Preachers scroll on it. Why? The preacher's preaching. You're entangled. You're entangled. Now, if you was listening to good godly music, if you was listening to good godly preaching, I have no problem with that. But I tell you what, most people are listening to and looking at, some of it's pornography. You ain't fooling me. Your history proves it. And it ain't there by accident. You're going there on purpose. And you need to get right with God. Entangled. Entangled. I really can't preach very in depth about all that because I really don't know a whole lot about it.
Good. Glory to God.
I really don't.
Good.
But we are entangled by that stuff.
Yes, you're right. You're out there. Good point.
Why don't you, I said it yesterday and say it again, why don't you put that stuff away for this week? God might deal in your heart enough that you get consecrated and dedicated enough, you might even get rid of it. Shut down your Facebook account. I know some preachers, amen, because they know more about what's going on with all that stuff, amen. They don't even allow people on the platform or to participate in their services, amen, and be in front of the congregation that has it. Praise God for them. Because it's a bunch of foolishness.
Absolutely.
I'm not telling a lie either, amen. My wife can check on my phone anytime. I'm not keeping up with any other married woman.
Amen.
I'm not keeping up with old girlfriends.
Amen.
I've never been on their Facebook. I have no intention to. Amen. I don't have a Facebook. That don't make me spiritual. Or whatever the local thing is, or the most enduring things our heart on our devices is. We are entangled.
Yep.
We are entangled. And it's a battle.
Yeah, it
and it's ensnared us and kept us from seeking the face of God.
You're right.
Yeah.
Help us, God. That's right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I'll say this even for the benefit of us preachers. Have you ever bothered praying for any of the preachers you're trying to destroy? You say, I don't think they're a preacher anyway. I think they're headed to hell, amen. I think lost people need to be prayed for too.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Amen. How am I doing here? You say, this ain't my cup of tea, amen. Well, ain't a lot of people's cup of tea. Add a little sugar to it.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
It demands entire consecration. I'm just hitting the high spots, amen. We'll be done in just about 5 minutes. You can handle it. So in this battle, amen, this war against the soul, there is conflict. It's a battle. There's conflict. You can't help getting in a battle. Brother Peter could tell us, and if Brother Joe was here, they could tell he's actually been in war, amen. And listen, friend, there is a battle going on. There's shots being fired. So the Bible tells us, amen, over here in Galatians chapter number 5, and verse number 16, I believe it is. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And the battle that I'm most concerned with is keeping myself in check. Some of you have claimed that you've got saved in the last month or so. Thank God for you. I'm telling you, friend, what I've got to keep in check is my own flesh. And I can't do it. I've got to walk in the Spirit. And I'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen.
Amen.
Buddy, I tell you what. This world, buddy, it has an effect on you. Now maybe you're totally separated from it and living on a mountain somewhere with your guru or something. But I'm going to tell you, most of us are in the nasty Nile now in the world. And we're out there working with them, and they're cussing God's name, and they're cussing the church. And they'll cuss you every now and then. I mean, I felt myself sometimes when they call, and I'm not going to spell out the names, amen, and they've called me different foul names before. And I mean, I'm a preacher, and I'm a man, and listen, and I feel just, just coming up my neck and everything else. Well, you know, one day I'm just going to, before, if the Lord leads me on something else, I'm going to open up a can of Preach All and pour it all over them, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Because they have no respect.
Right.
for the things of God. There's conflict, amen. And so the flesh is lusting against the spirit, and the spirit is lusting against the flesh. And listen, friend, we're going to have to yield ourselves to the Spirit of God. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. He'll raise you up. He'll lift you up, amen. It's a battle. There's conflict. There are conditions. There are conditions. Let me paraphrase this. The Bible talks about they that run in a race run all. One receives a prize. You run that you may obtain. But you've got to put this body under subjection. They do it to obtain a temporal crown. A temporal crown. When they ran in those marathons and they ran in the Olympics, they gave their all. What did they get, Brother Adam? They got a laurel wreath that adorned their head, and they were running and giving it their all. And listen, friend, sacrificing, dieting. Some of you ladies could say amen there, amen. That got your attention, amen. And listen, friend, had them weights on and running with those weights, and then when they got in the Olympics, they would give it their all for a laurel wreath that adorned their head. And God has offered us a crown of glory. And so there's conditions. You're going to have to lay aside every weight and the sin that which does so easily beset us. Lay it aside. Run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author, the finisher of our faith. They that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of Christ, and bringing it into captivity. Yeah. How about those thoughts? Yeah. Bringing it into captivity, amen. Right, yeah. It's a battle. And the enemy's out there, but the first thing, listen, I've got to realize, amen, that if I don't get myself under the direction of the Spirit of God, I'll be a mess.
Amen.
So you know where that starts, and I know camp gets busy. It starts, amen, by you cracking open that Bible, not just to find the answers for the Bible quiz.
Right.
Or not. Now you better watch, Brother Jason. Not checking me up and down. I'm not good to look at, amen. But I'm talking about which shirt button is unbuttoned. Because I'm telling you, you got to watch Brother Jay. You don't know what he'll ask you. But get in that Bible, amen, and find something for your soul.
Amen.
Get your head off the bed. Get up and spend some time in the Word of God, not just at camp, every day. Because it's a battle. And it's a spiritual battle. There are conditions. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. The life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I want to close with this verse. Be mindful of the time that I'm allotted. 1 Corinthians chapter number 9, I believe it is. May not be. Maybe I'm in 2 Corinthians. I need to get 1 Corinthians. Amen. Chapter number 9. And notice what he said in the latter part of the chapter, verse 27. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I preach to others, I myself should be a castaway. Now listen to me. I know whereof I speak. I've not only been coming here a long time, I've been in the ministry a long time. And I started out with a lot of young preachers. It hurts my heart to say this, but they were. But a lot of them. Not preaching today, much less the church. It's only the grace of God that God's kept us in the way.
31 years. That's on the grace of God. This is 32 years now, to be honest. Coming up here in a few weeks, maybe a week. 32 years. I'm going to tell you the thing that bothers me, amen. If I don't keep this flesh under subjection, there's a possibility, Brother Walker, I could be a castaway. Disapproved. Disqualified.
Right.
Just like today, man, they catch a lot of people cheating, using drugs, enhancements, and they disqualify. What's kind of the idea here?
Yeah.
You're disqualified from running the race. It doesn't mean you're lost. Not everybody that messes up is lost.
That's right.
Yeah, that'd be a good thing to drill in your head.
That's right. Yeah.
Because every time you mess up, you're not lost. We want to pass that on somebody else.
That's right.
And we're very lenient on ourselves.
Right.
Doesn't mean they're lost. But the Bible says they become a castaway. So there's consequences in this battle. Conditions, but there's consequences. Consecration, we're in a battle. God can help us not only to survive, but God can help us, amen, to thrive in the battle of the Lord and be a victor. I want to see all you kids excel for God. I've seen a slew that's come through here that we've been having camp, but I've been coming over, Sammy's about 14, oh, well over 14 years that I've just been coming just to the camp bar. And I've seen a slew of them come through, and there's unfortunately a lot of casualties. But I want to see you thrive in the battle of the Lord. Get saved. Get right with God. Get consecrated. Get dedicated to the Lord's service. And God will bless you. Amen.
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 Stand to our feet, if you would, please. We've come to this altar, and it's up here.